Viral fame is fickle. One minute you have it and the whole world can't get enough. Next, no one wants to know you. For those who garner fame off a single trend or temporary craze, the harsh realization that they're nothing more than a civilian once again when the hype dies down can be kinda hard to take. And at the moment, it seems like no one is more resistant to accepting that his time might be over than this guy. So how did this random kid go from performing on stages with Katy Perry to Saturday Night Live, even getting his own dance in Fortnite, to having rappers kick him off stage and doing anything they can to not associate with him? And this is the embarrassing falloff of the Backpack Kid. And in case you're not familiar with how it all started, let me get you up to speed. Born as Russell Horning, the teenager who would soon become the Backpack Kid had an unremarkable upbringing until he launched his social media accounts. Raised by his mom, who had her own business selling bombs, and a father who was a healthcare professional, Russell originally made his videos under the name I Got Bars, and gradually, his unique dance moves and straight-faced delivery picked up traction. Initially, it was a fun thing for him to do online, and not something he imagined being able to monetize. But when Rihanna co-signed him by rehashing one of his dances to celebrate her Grammy nominations, he gained 55,000 new followers in 2 days. From the start, there was one move of his that really stood out, but soon, it would become known as the Floss.
The dance, it just really came to mind. Like, I was just like playing around in the mirror playing music and I started dancing and then I started doing it and I was like, whoa, this has a cool rhythm to it. And so I just moved it to Instagram.
Even though the Rihanna shout out provided him with a little boost in profile, it was nothing compared to what happened when Katy Perry's team got in touch and asked him if he wanted to perform with her on Saturday Night Live. As during her rendition of Swish Swish, Backpack Kid popped out and made his presence felt. Soon after, he was everywhere, including major news outlets and social media apps.
Katy Perry discovered him on Instagram, where he has 500,000 followers, and that was before SNL.
It's called flossing. He's a part of a whole movement of young kids and culture and dance that are just changing the way that things go, and
that's fantastic. In the aftermath of SNL, flossing was everywhere, and that's no exaggeration. As time progressed, this phenomenon spread to the football field.
I actually think that T.J. Watt on the Steelers did it, and then Matt Collins from the Eagles got a 63-yard touchdown, and he did it too. But it was really Mark Ingram's.
First did the move on Instagram, Horner probably didn't realize it would eventually have its own Guinness World Record, with 1,154 people doing it in Kentucky to take the crown. But Russell Horner still wouldn't be a household name. Instead, he would make the fateful decision to embrace the Backpack Kid moniker that social media gave to him. And in an interview, he told Complex it was a conscious rebrand. Yeah, I'm trying to do my best. In all the videos, I'm trying to wear the backpack. In public, I'm trying to wear the backpack. And while this move did seem like the best thing to do at the time, his decision to take the name and run with it would come back to bite him down the line when he just couldn't escape it. Plus, there was another major problem, and that was the fact that when the world sees you as a one-trick pony, there's only going to be so much of their attention you can hold before they think it's over. Or worse, cringe. As 2017 continued, Backpack Kid was everywhere, but no one really knew why. Despite appearing in videos with people like Black Youngsta, Lil Yachty, and others, Russell reveals he wasn't actually into rap music until he began to chase the bag. I wasn't really into hip-hop when all of this first started, but then I started looking at all these other famous dancers and I was like, okay, they're all into this hip-hop form and this actually seems kinda cool. So I started to get into it myself. Now able to earn the kind of money that someone his age wouldn't usually be able to get a hold of, he began to embrace the lifestyle that his viral moment had provided him and cash in on it.
That's tight. How much can you get to go to a club, if you don't mind?
Manager shakes his head no.
Is it an amount that you're pretty impressed by? Like, are you surprised that you're able to get that much money just to go somewhere?
I mean, compared to most 17-year-olds that don't do what I do, yes. The money that I make from just one appearance, it could take a 17-year-old forever to make that much money.
Was that always part of the plan?
Yes, I've been wanting to do music for a long time. We just started to do it recently, though, because timing is everything in the music industry.
Completely intent on crashing in as much as he could, it wouldn't take long before the kid, who said he didn't even like hip-hop, was trying to become a rapper with the track Flossin'. Earning up to 18 million views on YouTube in 6 years, the track certainly got people tuned in. But the end result wasn't something that fans loved. Instead, they just started roasting him for thinking it was a good idea. This is what happens when you overhype the weirdo kid. Releasing a full EP in 2018, Backpack Kid had tried to use hip-hop culture to his advantage. But beyond laughing at it, people really weren't interested, and this is where the public opinion began to tip. Because while it would be hard to hate a kid for getting a shot at stardom, the fact that he wouldn't let it go and became an irritating presence on all corners of social media made it a lot easier. So with that, the trolling began.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like you're more of like a beloved icon. Like people just think you're so funny.
To an extent, but like, have you seen my Genius interview?
Yes, and I've noticed that it started to get a little hate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one's going pretty viral too. I did a little interview and then, yeah, people love to see Backpack Kid fail.
Did you feel like you got more support as you were growing? And then now that you actually are like really kind of mainstream and everybody seems to know about you, now is that when you're getting the backlash?
Kind of, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, at this point, I'm getting so much hate for no reason. Like, I'm just chilling, so I mean, I don't really care. But that's outweighing the love on my page comments-wise. Mm.
Eventually, users were commenting things like, I feel like that kid really let himself being a meme go to his head. In reality, it's probably just an awkward teen who thinks everyone loves him and doesn't really know the right time or place. It's annoying. Suddenly getting on the public's last nerves with his attempts to infiltrate the music industry, his attempts to get him the bag from the gaming world didn't go down any better. That's because once it was announced that Russell was suing Epic Games, the creators of Fortnite, for using his flossing dance without his permission, he was suddenly in the press for very different reasons.
It was really my mom and my management that did the lawsuit. I'm kind of just a kid having fun in life. I'm just letting the adults do all the busy work. I don't really know the law like that, so I can't really say if they're like taking advantage of me or anything like that. But like from a mom standpoint, like a manager standpoint, they think that they're taking advantage of me. I mean, me personally, I don't really care about the money like that. I'm just kind of worried about my birthday tomorrow and I'm dropping this piece soon. I have more stuff to worry about.
While Russell and his family acted like Epic Games was using a legal loophole that prevented him from getting a huge bag, others began disputing his claims that he even invented the dance in the first place. I remember girls at my middle school doing this in like 8th grade. In no way did he invent that dance and think that was his intellectual property. Suddenly racking up L after L, things would continue to get worse for the Backpack Kid when rappers began to see his presence at events as a nuisance. Because where Katy Perry once brought him in front of a global audience, MCs wanted him to get away from theirs for fear of people thinking they were associated with him. For example, Ski Mask the Slump God politely ushered him off his stage during his Rolling Loud set. But someone who was less civil about it was a New Jersey rapper known by Albi Al. After Backpack Kid was invited up during his set by someone backstage, he let it be known that he wanted nothing to do with him.
I told him I only want my projects on the stage. They had all these, I don't even know, weirdos, all type, man, and you gotta fall back. You feel me? Like, I'm performing. It's time for me to work.
As the dust settled, Backpack Kid was getting trolled relentlessly for that and tried to shoot himself some bail during interviews, claiming that if it was anyone else, then it wouldn't be such a big deal.
So the guy that was promoting the event, he was like, get up there now. So when I got up there, I was flossing, and then some guy put, like, his phone in his way. And so I knocked his phone out of his hand by accident. So I knocked his phone out of his hand, and he was like, get out of here. And I was like, okay, and I just left. Like, we were still on the stage. I just wasn't, like, right there in the middle anymore.
Okay, so because people kind of tried to paint the whole thing as if they just kicked you off stage, like, nah, fuck that dance or fuck this kid.
Yes, the thing about the internet is that they always want to see your downfall. They make everything positive negative. I mean, that wasn't really positive, but it wasn't really negative either. Like, if it was somebody super duper famous that kicked me off, that would have been pretty bad for my image. But I mean, like, it's really not that big a deal.
Cast out of the entertainment world, even when he tried to do the things he was known for, Backpack Kid should have really heeded the signs and moved on. But instead, he just kept trying to recapture the buzz of the past, with each fresh attempt to revive his career failing flatter than the last. And what he did next did not help his case in any way possible. From learning piano to creating a podcast where he said he'd be discussing his experiences with mental health, among other things, it seems like Russell is determined to escape his past without going as far as to actually try and start over. because deep down, he knows that he would never regain those millions of followers when it's hard to know what's keeping them there now in the first place.
If I change my name right now, the Backpack Kid will forever just be known for that viral floss moment. But I'm trying to reinvent who I am. I want more and more people to realize what else the Backpack Kid does, and if I change my name during this transition period in my life, that'll never happen.
Mostly dedicated to TikTok now that his YouTube videos barely pull in 1,000 views, Backpack Kid just keeps putting himself in the position to take losses. As in a recent guest appearance on Kai Cenat's stream, Drewski and Kevin Hart basically treated him like a second class citizen.
What's your name, big bro?
Backpack Kid.
Huh? Backpack Kid, yeah. I remember him.
He was here last time.
Yeah, he does.
He didn't have the popcorn. He had a popcorn this time. Like, he's about to go fucking crazy.
He wanted a TikTok.
Yeah, man.
I do what I do.
He wanted TikTok minutes.
Who does he play?
No, he don't play shit. He do the floss. Cut that shit the fuck off. Give him the fuck out of here. This stupid ass shit.
What's
this, fucking bullshit.
How y'all like it?
I don't want to hear no fucking piano, nigga. This is 2024, nigga. Get the fuck out of here with that jiggly bullshit.
Don't worry, I liked it.
Hey bro, you gonna go places, bro. Alongside his attempts to play piano, his new pivot where he's tried to become a producer has also been widely ridiculed, with users commenting things like, undrop this shit. This is what not acknowledging that your 15 minutes of fame are up looks like. Regularly told to just put the fries in the bag, bro, when he posts on TikTok, it seems like everyone thinks it's time for the Backpack Kid to retire, apart from the man himself. And for the most part, he's still taking it in stride. Fall off of the century? That's me. Left trying to rebuild where there was never enough of a foundation to begin with, Russell's obvious drive to succeed cannot be denied. The only problem is that he needs the public to go along for the ride, and by the looks of it, most of them think that he should have remained in the past and find any attempts he makes to rekindle his brand as completely cringeworthy. And unfortunately, that's not a viewpoint you can reverse too easily. So while he may want to be known for more than that one dance move, the chances of that happening are very, very slim these days.